This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
Like, there was this premise, and it was, I think, in some ways correct. But that was predicated on this idea that there were essential sort of sex differences. And now we're actually even...
Subscribe to the Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to another deep dive edition of the Chicks on the Right podcast. Today, we are very, very excited to talk about how much we are trailblazers in the world of censorship.
Before we do that,
we need to remind everybody about our BFFs at GenuCell. And another reminder, not just about GenuCell and their amazing skincare line, which is really the top story, especially because it is 70% off of their most popular package right now. 70%.
You're getting it for free, basically.
Getting it for free.
70%. Oh my God. Yeah.
And not only that, but then they throw in the hyaluronic acid for free on top of that. Their serum. And so, but even on top of that, even knowing that you get this amazing discount and the free hyaluronic acid serum, on top of that, if you are a person who is so inclined to review products that you get, and you send us your review of GenuCell, if you want to give your testimonial about your own experience with GenuCell, and I know you will, because as soon as you order it, you're going to be like, oh my God, this is the best skincare ever. You send us a testimonial, we will send it on to GenuCell, and they will send you something for free. That is how amazing of a company they are. Yeah. This is why we love them, because they take care of their customers. Yeah. It's amazing.
They really are the best.
Amazing.
Great, great people.
And you can get all the discounts at GenuCell.com/chicks. GenuCell.com/chicks. That's all you have to do.
Greatest.
Do it.
Greatest company ever. So good. Yeah. And you know what else? They don't censor us.
I know.
In our ads, we say pretty much whatever we want to say about them. They don't tell us what to say. Yeah. They're really fantastic and they do not censor us. Unlike other people.
So if you follow along our daily live stream and you happen to be one of the follower alongers that watches on YouTube, then you've probably noticed that we've not been around. By the way, it is making me absolutely crazy. I have to just get this off my chest. Uh-oh. It is making me a little bit crazy.
Is it me?
No, not at all. It is not you at all. But let's review what happened a week ago tomorrow. Essentially, a week ago is when we got the email from YouTube saying, you know what? On January 7th of 2021, you had a discussion on video on YouTube about the January 6th hullabaloo.
The day after.
And in that,
the day after the happenings on January 6th, we had a discussion because everybody on the planet was talking about it. And so we happened to be talking about it. Right. So we happened to be talking about it too. Right.
So they say we've pulled that video down, even though we've had 18 months to get mad about it. Right. Today we're mad about it enough so that not only are we pulling it down, but you're getting a strike against your channel. Mm-hmm. And that means that you cannot live stream for a whole entire week. So that's fine. Okay. So whatever. We're super mad about it. And that is ridiculous that they're censoring something 18 months old. Mm-hmm. That's something that everybody was talking about. But the worst part is that I feel like you and I go to great lengths to tell people what's going on. We did a post about that. We talked about all the different places that you could find our video. Even still, you post it on our website every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day. And yet, constantly, this entire week, I have been fielding message after message after message after message from people. How come you guys aren't on YouTube?
Oh my God.
I need you guys to be on YouTube every day. And so
I don't know
what else we can do.
I got it on Instagram too. And I'm just like, you got to be freaking kidding me with this. Like, honestly, it's frustrating.
I don't understand. Especially the people who are like, I watch you every single day. So where are you? I read your site every day. Where are you? Well, if that's true, then you know, because we've put on Facebook, we've put on Instagram, we put on Twitter, we put on our website, we put literally everywhere we could, we've talked about it ad nauseum.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so
I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't do anything else. You just can't. And now we're going to talk.
Do you know what one person said? Is that so? And I've been kind as much as I can be. And you know how impatient I can be.
I'm glad that you handled it.
But somebody said, like, just this morning, somebody was like, "Where? How come you guys aren't on YouTube?" And I said, "Well, here's the post where we explained exactly what happened. And just so you know, if ever in the future you can't find us on your preferred platform, whether it's YouTube or Rumble, wherever, just literally check any other one, right, and you'll likely find the explanation." And I included the link to our post. That person wrote back and said, "Well, I'm on your website right now and I don't see this post anywhere and I shouldn't have to scroll. Like, it should be at the top or super, super visible."
Right. You should, and I'm like, you should send it to him personally. You should, like, every day, you, Mock, should send, or I, Daisy, should, like, send him an email personally. Or actually, email is probably way too much work to it. We should just send it in Facebook Messenger or something, since he's probably on Facebook. We should just send it to him directly and be like, "Here you go. We are hand feeding it to you." Because it's just,
I don't understand this entitlement.
So much work, because, you know, we've conditioned people. It's like you teach people how to treat you, right? We've conditioned people, like, here it is every single day, spoon fed to you every single day. When they don't get exactly what they want or what they are used to getting, then they flip out, right? And they're like, "But I'm not used to looking for something. I'm not used to going to try to search for it." And then they freak out. Yeah.
Oh,
and
this my is what, God. Listen, for years, and I was like, listen,
For years we've been trying to tell people, go to our site, because
that is my point. Like, that is my point. And what I said was, we write so much new content every day, and it's in chronological order. So if you're not seeing a post from a week ago, it's because we've written so much free content for you, right, that it's now been moved down. Mm-hmm. And if you are somebody who really does follow us every day, you would have seen it, because you would have been reading and scrolling as much as it took to see all the new stuff.
Right.
So I don't understand that. I don't understand why I keep having to explain it, but I guess we just keep having
to. It's pretty annoying. Now, what bothers me the most about the censorship this time is that people are conditioned to be censored. I'm getting sick of the conditioning of censorship in this country. Like, it's just become a normal thing, you know? Now, back when in 2013, when we were first squelched on Facebook, we were shut down for what? I don't think it wasn't that long of a period of time. You were shut down.
Oh, I mean, it wasn't even both of us. It was just me.
It was just you.
And I think it was, I want to say it was like 2 days.
Right.
It wasn't that long.
And you were shut down on Facebook because you wrote a post that said, "Jay Carney can kiss my ascular area." And so the algorithm bots.
Which he still can.
He still can kiss your ascular area. and the algorithm bots came out because the liberals were like all pissed off because they were like so butthurt about that post. And they thought, they came out in mass and they wanted to like get you shut down. They wanted to get us shut down, but they basically, you know, they went after you. And ultimately you personally were shut down, which kept you personally from getting to our site, our Facebook page, right? And so you were like, "Oh my God, Amy, you gotta, you know, get out there and do whatever, because you may be next." And so, because I was freaking out, and this, people have heard the story before, because I was freaking out, I was like, "Oh my God," I got out there and, you know, I said, "You guys, we're getting shut down on Facebook. Holy crap." And we were like the pioneers of getting shut down. We got shut down before it was cool to get shut down. And so that's where
much so that even Whoopi Goldberg on The View mentioned our shutdown.
Yeah.
That's how trailblazery we were.
And she liked our name. She thought Chicks on the Right was a cool name. That was back when she actually had some sense, you know? It's before she went completely whack job liberal. So anyways, that was back in 2013. Fast forward to now, people are so used to being shut down and censored in this country. We've gotten so conditioned. It's like the frog boiling in the pot, right? We've been boiling and boiling and boiling. And it's like no one really cares that much anymore. It's like we're just like, "Oh, PolitiFact is going to fact check me, and these people are going to censor me, and that person over there is going to squelch me, and this, I'm a conservative, so I just have to take it." This is where we are now in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And that
is no longer news.
It's no longer news.
Because it happens so frequently that it's no longer news.
We accept it. Like, this is my punishment. Thank you, sir. May I have another? This is where we are. That's what bothers me the most about this, because we've been doing this for so long. You and I are older. We've been doing this for almost 14 years now. It's not gotten better. It's gotten so much freaking worse. And so people who are new to this industry, they're just like, this is, you know, they don't know any different, right? But you and I we started when it wasn't like this. And now it's so much
more. Well, when we got squelched on Facebook, it was such a big deal that when the news broke, we actually got an apology
right.
from Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Like that's how, again, we were trailblazers. And I don't use that word lightly. Like that, it was a huge deal when it happened
right.
to
not
us.
Not only did we.
And now, can you imagine that happening now? Right. There's no way.
Not only
There's
did
no
we,
way.
Not only did we get an apology, but it actually catapulted our career. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that is what sort of, I dare say, helped us, but it gave us a little notoriety at that time because we were noticed by people like, you know, Todd Starnes and Breitbart and, you know, the Blaze, people like that. They sort of were like, oh my God, these women got shut down. Like, that's not okay because our website was sort of a big deal, but it gave us other opportunities to sort of pivot and do other things because we were like, wait a second, mm-hmm. it's not okay to shut us down, blah. And so we were able to talk to people and then get more contacts that way and then do radio. And then here we are today. But, you know, right. fast forward to now and it's like everybody is shut down. It's just, and that.
As soon as Trump got shut down, like how, you don't get bigger than that, right?
No.
Like it just, you don't get bigger than the president of the United States getting right. taken off of social media.
Simply because he is, you know, a Republican. And then, you know, fast forward to COVID, like I look at what happened during COVID. So you look at all the people during COVID and that was a huge eye opener for me because I look at all the people who were looking at the government and then the government would tell them, you have to do this, this and this and jump through this hoop and jump through that hoop and do this thing and get that jab and do this or you're going to lose your job or this is going to happen. And then we're just going to like change, we're going to move the goalposts and change this and change that. We're going to see how far you're willing to go, you know, just based on, I don't know, just in the air. It's just like, we're just going to see what you're willing to do for us because we're power hungry, you know, and we're going to control the masses. And people did it.
Mm-hmm.
People did all the things. I mean, not everybody, but people did all the things. And they still are doing it, you know? Like, you showed something the other day of that woman that had Bell's palsy in the side of her face. And she's like, I'd still get it. I'd still get the big, you know, V. I'm not going to say it because I'm afraid of getting shut down. But she was like, I'm still.
Axine V.
Right. God, we've done all the Pig Latin, too, and it still didn't help.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she was going to still do all the things because they told her to do them, you know, and she's willing to do what the government tells her to do. You know, it's like the way that we've progressed over the past 14 years is like, it's so terrifying to me because they'll tell you things like, you know, we got to save our democracy. We have to do this, you know, like the Republicans are evil and they're trying to steal your rights. They're trying to steal your democracy. But it's so the opposite. It's just so, it's like upside down world, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it's ridiculous that we have to skirt around or dance around issues just to have discussions about them.
Right.
That's so utterly un-American, but that's what we're forced to do. And I, you know, there, when this first happened, you know, when the fact checking and all of this, the slapping of warning labels on all things on Facebook started to happen, I still have fights with people on our Facebook group, for example, all the time because people are mad that they are no longer able to post onto our group page.
Right.
And remember, like a few years ago, that was how it was by default. And I liked it like that. Mm-hmm. I liked that our group page was limited to our posts.
Right.
And then people would comment and there would be discussion about things. And that's the way it worked. Well, then Facebook changed and they just made it a default that anybody could post on our group page. There was nothing we could do about that. And then they said, then all of a sudden they started fact checking everybody and like warning that our page was going to get shut down.
Yeah.
So then we had to take steps to limit what people can post on our group page. In other words, we set rules so that you can't post photos, you can't post links, you can't post media, because every time someone else was doing it, we were the ones getting threatened with the shutdown.
Exactly.
And so I was like, well, we either continue to have a platform to deliver our message or we risk it all because people can't seem to post things that don't have warning labels mm-hmm. on them. So I continue to have these battles with people who say, you're just giving in to Mark Zuckerberg. You're letting him win. And I'm like, how does it let him win if we're not here?
Right.
If what's letting him win is letting us get shut down.
Uh-huh.
I will speak pig Latin all day if it means that it's still allowing us to have a little bit of a platform, even when Mark Zuckerberg makes it impossible to just have free conversations.
Yeah.
And I will play by the rules as much as it takes to still maintain the platform, regardless if people think that's giving in somehow. They're fighting with me on the platform.
To stay alive. Yeah, because we're going to do it to stay alive. It's funny how they bitch and moan when it's on our page. It's like, you don't see them doing it on their page because they know that they're going to get shut down. But it's funny how they're like, you're giving in to Mark Zuckerberg. I'm fighting the good fight on your page. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. You're a warrior. You. Okay. Yeah. On our page.
And you're doing it on Facebook. Yeah. On Facebook, the very platform that you're saying we should abandon, you're telling us that on Facebook.
On the brand, on the brand that we've built for 13 years, you're fighting the good fight. I mean, seriously, after we've been shut down umpteen times, you know what I mean? It's like, we're the ones who take the hits and we're the ones who have been out here building this. And then when we have gotten shut down and like on YouTube and whatnot, it's like, you don't understand what that's like. There's a livelihood thing that goes along with that too. It's like people who are out there trying to make a living off of this, which is what you and I try to do. When you are shut down, you're shut down.
Right. And it's instant.
It's like at any second, we could be completely shut down. And we know that. That's a risk that we take.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you and I know there are days that we're just like, at any moment, this could all be gone. And it's and why? Because there are a certain few in this elite, liberal elite, mind you, that hold the puppet strings. And we know that. We totally know that. We've known that for years. We've known it pretty much since, 2015? We've known it. 2014, 2015. We've known that these people have got us by the short hairs, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, and that is a terrifying thing when you when you make your living. I mean, you and I just started doing this full time a year ago, really because of that reason. Because it's a terrifying prospect to put all your eggs in a basket where there is a small number, at least tech executives, especially now, like if you look at we're going into elections. We're already starting to see it happen again because we've been here before. And, you know, they'll say, oh, you know, we don't meddle in elections. We don't do that kind of stuff. It's interesting how people start getting shut down and squelched around elections. Don't you find that interesting?
Oh, and I mean, especially now when we're getting this warning from YouTube saying we don't tolerate any kind of election denial stuff on our platform. And that's why we're pulling a video of yours from 18 months ago.
Like, what the hell?
And it's ridiculous. But speaking of people who continue to fight this good fight, we talked about this in our morning live stream too. Mike Lindell of MyPillow. You guys, Mike Lindell, we just found out from the Supreme Court that they denied taking his case, which was his case to the Supreme Court was, hey, I want to get this whole Dominion lawsuit of $1.3 billion against me for defamation. I want to get that dismissed because this is ridiculous. And so it went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court basically declined to take the case, which means it falls back to the lower court decision, which was that Mike Lindell does have to go to court against Dominion. And so this is a big deal. It's a huge deal. And now is a really great time to show support for Mike Lindell by getting something from MyPillow.com/chicks. Because right now they still have the major sets of sheets sale. You can still get sheets for just dirt cheap right now when you use code chicks. And you can get buy one, get one offers on all kinds of stuff like their towels, which are my favorite, their travel pillows, their regular pillows. And so you're not only supporting Mike Lindell, you're supporting us. You're helping us help him in his fight, not just about Dominion, but about free speech in general. I mean, he's also been blocked by every platform. It's freaking ridiculous.
It is a huge point. Yeah, it's a point. And I think that's a point worth elaborating because like the whole free speech thing, like you're seeing Gavin Newsom in California telling doctors or he passed a bill, right? He signed off on a bill this past week about how, you know, like what was it like just misinformation about COVID. Like, I thought we were past that, but I guess we're not. I guess Gavin's not past it. But doctors, you know, they if they say something that is out of step with the CDC or the FDA or whatever, they can be punished. They can be punished now.
Well, and it's not even just out of step with the CDC or the WHO or whoever, because even the CDC has guidance against itself and against some, like, they don't even agree with WHO all the time.
They've contradicted themselves. So they don't agree with themselves.
That's my point. Right. That's why I'm saying the CDC doesn't even agree with themselves. And so now who's going to be the arbiter of what's misinformation or disinformation? Right. Now Gavin Newsom is telling a doctor, I mean, just imagine the scenario, like, where you go to the doctor and say that you're 60 or say that you're 55, okay? And you go in and you want to have a conversation with your doctor about whether a booster is something you need. If the doctor is afraid of, like, losing his license potentially, they could lie to you because of this bill.
Right.
They're going to be so afraid of the consequences in California that they could actually lie to you and say, yeah, you should get it because that's what Gavin thinks you should do. Even though the guidance in some other countries is saying, if you're under 60, don't get it because you don't freaking need it.
Right.
And so now you can't even have a discussion with your doctor that feels honest because of the threats against them if they don't fall in line.
Yeah.
That's so messed up.
So there's, so there again, free speech is just being squashed. And yet this is the same guy who came out with an ad against DeSantis saying, come to, you know, California where you can live in freedom because Florida doesn't believe in freedom. It's like, what the F is even happening? I mean, it's nuts. Like, you can't make this stuff up. So in essence, they're not free. Those doctors aren't free. They're not living free. And the people there who just want information, you just want to be able to talk to your doctor. You can't. You know, with your doctor. So it's a terrifying time when it comes to information and free speech and just what you can and cannot say. It's terrifying. Like, my daughter, we were having a discussion the other day about taxation. And she's 12. And she was like, Mom, wasn't the Revolutionary War, that was the one that was fought when, you know, Americans wanted to get away from Britain because they were taxing us so much? And I said, yeah, I mean, that was the one we broke away. And you know, because it was out of control and they just treated us like garbage. And we were like, okay, see you, bye. And she goes, well, aren't taxes, you know, pretty bad now? And like, isn't it worse now than it was even then? Kind of, really, in the grand scheme of things. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of bad, you know? And so, and she goes, well, the founders, like, probably would be mad about that if they could see what was going on now. And I was like, God, she's 12. Like, I mean, it's true. She probably, because she hears me say a lot of stuff, but she's right. And and imagine how they'd feel about free speech and freedom in general and how we've taken it and we've just crapped all over it. Like, there's just no reverence for freedom. Gavin Newsom doesn't understand freedom. Democrats, they don't understand freedom, like, when it came to the lockdowns. When it comes to free speech, these tech companies, like, ganging up with Democrats don't understand freedom. That's not how we're supposed to work in this country. We should be able to say what we want to say. And if you don't like what we have to say, well, then move along. Just move along, you know?
Right. Yeah, this whole idea of misinformation has become so cancerous in so many ways, because now it's the crutch that big tech uses to say, oh, we're saving democracy by, you know, by basically silencing positions that we don't agree with. And it's never more obvious than it is with climate change, right? If you are, they keep throwing out this 98% or 97% of scientists agree. That's a bunch of bull crap. They literally are pulling from a group of 80 scientists and saying, well, 98% of those scientists say climate change by man is a super bad problem that we can fix with tax. Right. No, you can't. And if you dare to disagree with that, then that's also a conversation that you're no longer allowed to have, even though science is supposed to be about discussion and debate. It's never settled. And that's why the whole conversation about the vaccine vase, you know, we're not able to have those conversations. That's a dangerous way to live. But the same is true about I'm at Ainge Clay.
We got to get better at our pig Latin.
But man, that's the problem, is that science is ever evolving. And can you imagine, like, if doctors were still using the science of a few hundred years ago where they were bloodletting? Right. That doesn't happen because science evolves and doctors are allowed to debate and discuss what makes sense in terms of treatment.
Smoking is good for you.
We need to continue
smoking's
to do
like
it.
Really good for you.
Right.
Hello. Yeah. How long? That was not that long ago when they thought that is great. Like, smoke all over the place. Smoke in your office. Smoke on a plane. It's all great.
And they still will not tell us, is wine good for you and is coffee good for you? I need a definitive answer.
Just keep drinking the wine, Mom. Keep drinking the wine, eating the chocolate. I mean, it's all worth it, right? It's worth it. They go back and forth on that. Listen, I did a post on our site today, and it was about PolitiFact. You know, PolitiFact, the fact that PolitiFact even exists pisses me off. I just think that, seriously, I just think it's dumb. I think that our founders would be rolling over in their graves just knowing that that even is a thing. I think that the people I think fact checkers in general need to look in the mirror and understand that their lives are just an empty abyss of suck, and that they have a vacuous, just a vapid, horrible existence, and they need to rethink everything that they've done in their whole adult life. I think that fact checkers suck in every single way. And that they have no place in American society. That's how I feel. I have no strong feelings about it, though. But this, but PolitiFact, they actually fact checked what Kamala said about Hurricane Ian and how they were going to give out, rescue supplies and stuff like that based on equity, based on skin color. We all heard what she said, right? We heard it. I mean, if you have ears and eyes, you saw the video. You heard what she said. We all heard it. And people were like, wow, that really sucks. She probably shouldn't have said that. Even Jean-Luc Pierre Karim, whatever her name is, she basically had to walk it back and say, no. That's we're going to go ahead and give everybody, you know, what they need because it's a hurricane. And we've never, that would be bad if we didn't do that, right? Because I mean, that we're human and we're going to do, I mean, even she did the right thing and said, no, we're going to give everybody what they need. So PolitiFact had the audacity to like fact check that and try to make people.
Well, because they're saying it was taken out of context because she was talking about the fact that low income and marginalized groups are more impacted by climate change in general. And that is what PolitiFact tried. That's how they're constantly running cover. And so any way that they can give Biden and his cohorts cover, they're going to figure out a way. That's what they're good at.
But the thing is, so you said that people are more affected by climate change in general. I mean, this is a hurricane. I guess you have to buy into the whole notion that hurricane was caused by climate change.
Which they do. They totally believe that.
I think that that's just...
Well, because you're
normal.
I think
that's weather. And I think hurricanes have been happening since forever. And so they're going to always happen. And you can't staple money to the clouds to make hurricanes not happen. So stop trying because you're not God. All of a sudden, Democrats think they're God and they can take your money and stop weather. That's ridiculous. So yeah, they're going to try to they're going to provide cover for the people they want to provide it for to control the narrative. And this is what they do on all of the platforms. This is what they are trying to do with conservatives. They're trying to squelch conservatives and only have one like just narrow-minded tunnel of thought is what they want out there. Mm-hmm. And that is so unbelievably un-American. These are the people who are always talking about democracy and they're trying to steal our democracy. Really? Because you're the ones who want like this commie regime. Like that's what you want. And they call us fascists. It's remarkable. Totally remarkable.
Well, because they keep changing the definition of what words actually mean. This is what leftists are famous for. They literally change the definition of words right before our eyes. And then, I mean, it's another form of them gaslighting. It's how they gaslight America
this
constantly.
This is why...
It just never stops.
And this is why more and more, we cannot, I just implore conservatives to get on all the alternative socials, right? Mm. I mean, it's like people were saying to us when we got kicked off of YouTube, get on Rumble. I'm like, we're already there.
I know. And that's, again, I was like, we've been there for like 2 years. If you really are a follower of Rumble, why aren't you watching us there? Yes. You know what I mean? Like there, it's constantly people saying, why are you still on YouTube? Or why aren't you on YouTube?
Where are you?
I don't know. We can't.
Where are
exactly.
you?
Like, what are you doing? We're in everywhere because of exactly yeah. this reason. We want to be on every possible platform so that we can get our message out to as many people as possible. And then when we're criticized for being on one and not the other, it's like, well, right. we are on the other. You just
we're
have
there.
To look.
You and just if you were there, you'd look. Know that we were there.
We're right there. Right. Right.
We're on the parlors. We're on the locals. We're on all the things. We're everywhere. Yeah. So why aren't you there mm-hmm. instead of all these other places? You know, why aren't they as popular as the YouTubes? Because half the country's conservative. So what are we doing on these platforms, right? We need to yeah. actually put our money where our mouth is and get our butts over to these platforms to make them just as popular, if not more popular, because we are half the country. I just wish people would do it.
This is why we keep telling people to think about locals over yes. Facebook. So, and I know people are, they
Habits.
Get their heels dug in and they get mm-hmm. very comfortable. Yeah, and exactly. And so many of their family and friends are on Facebook. It's just easier. But again, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I wish we could just transplant our entire Facebook audience yeah. and just put them over yeah. on locals. But they're, you know, people are unwilling still. And I get it. And that's why we're still trying to be in all the places so that we can reach as many people yep. as possible.
Agreed.
We need to mention our new BFFs at Birch Gold, because this is like the coolest thing ever. We've talked about how neat it is to be able to have physical gold, and we still believe that. That's not like, we haven't changed our minds about that. But if you're looking at more and more ways of diversifying, and I know people are, because it's not just enough, right? You can't just only have a 401k. You can't just only have like a pile of physical gold. You can't only have an IRA. You can't only have savings bonds. It's so important to have many, many, many baskets with many, many, many eggs. And that's why we were excited to learn about Birch Gold, which is an IRA for gold and other precious metals. And they give you a person who helps you roll over like a piece of, or all of, if you're interested, of an IRA that you might have that's not doing anything for you, or that you're worried is going to be super impacted by the markets and the downturn. Precious metals rarely are. They hold their value even through the worst of inflation. And so when you get like this personal attention with Birch Gold, that's what we think is so cool about it. And you get a huge information kit that I'm telling you, I learned so much about it from this information kit that is absolutely free. So if you're listening to us right now and you're thinking, blah, 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 I've heard gold commercials before, I don't care, I'm not interested. There is literally no risk to you to simply text the word chicks to 989898. You're going to get a free information kit. Read it. And then if you don't do anything with it, that's fine. That's on you. But why not learn? Right. That's what I did. And I was like, okay, now mm-hmm. I get it. You know what I mean? And it's so easy. You just text chicks 989898. You're going to get the free information kit. You're going to understand. And then you can do with that information what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
It's good stuff, you guys. Good stuff. All right. So I think that we have hashed it out. I think people just need to go to alternative sources. And then hopefully we will be back on YouTube this week. So we will be in all the places. But
that's
there are no guarantees.
That's what I'm hoping.
Because any day now they could shut us down, right? Just like we've always known forever right. that any of these platforms can shut us down at any time, because we're just two conservative chicks, right?
Exactly. And I just one more shout out to everybody. If for some reason we don't show up one day on a platform that you use, check another one, because I guarantee the explanation of that will right. be there for you right there. We do our very, mm-hmm. very best to alert everybody right. as to what
is going on. Because we're like cockroaches. They can't get rid of us. Not entirely. They never will. Yep.
That's right.
Okay, where can they find us? All the places we're talking about that. So our website is the first and foremost place that you should go for everything. That's chicksontheright.com. And then if you want to go to our link tree, which will show you all the places that you can go to, it's chicksontheright.com/links. That is like all things chicks. chicksontheright.com/links. That's all of our socials, everything. So go there and check it out. Definitely. And until next week, you guys have a great one. Bye.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
Like, there was this premise, and it was, I think, in some ways correct, especially during the second wave of the feminist movement, that there needed to be correctives. But that was predicated on this idea that there were essential sort of sex differences. And now we're actually even... I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.